Very good morning, Mike.
Has the milk gone sour?
Oh, that's nice.
Come yeah, on. No,
that's the milk gone sour. Well,
that's why I turn up at 3 a.m, mate.
We get what you're doing there. Yeah. We've got another piece of evidence yesterday, Mike, that one of the many ways in which COVID-19 is affecting commerce and business. And what's happened here is A2 Milk released guidance yesterday on how their sales are going. And to leap straight to the chase, COVID-19 has wrecked the Daigou channel, and this means short-term problems for A2 Milk. So I need to explain all this a little bit. So what is the Daigou channel for people out there that aren't aware of it? Daigou is effectively a form of cross-border commerce. I mean, individuals or groups of individuals, they buy products, say, in New Zealand or Australia, and they either physically take it to China or, in most cases now, they post it and send it to China. So they effectively are resellers of products. So there's very strong demand for products in China, such as infant milk formula. And there's also a lot of importance put on the provenance of the product. Where does it come from? And this has been an important channel for A2 Milk. So yesterday morning, A2 gave a very weak trading update and said the recent lockdowns in Melbourne are causing logistics issues for Daigou resellers. So the contraction in this, what they actually said was the contraction in the Daigou channel is beyond their previous expectations. Now, the sort of context here, Mike, though, is that only 5 weeks ago we got the profit update from the major announcement from A2, and the overall impression of that was pretty upbeat. And they did say that notwithstanding uncertainties, they anticipate strong revenue growth. So that guidance quite markedly different from yesterday, and they've given a big downgrade now to their 2021 financial year guidance. Look, it's still a very healthy number. They're still selling an awful lot, 1.8, 1.9 billion, but it's well under the market consensus expectations. So the market now needs to assess whether this is a temporary issue or whether the Daigou channel bounces back. And I do have to say that there is also this sort of optical issue floating around at the moment. There were some very large sales by management directors, CEOs, the Australia Pacific CEO. They all sold shares in late August after the results announcement. In their defence, staff do only have limited windows to sell shares. But it's still, you know, you have a great announcement, the management sells shares, and then you get a bad announcement. It just doesn't look good. The management have said it was the weak September sales that prompted the new guidance, so it came after the fact. Very sharp sell-off yesterday. Share price down under about 10%. So local market under pressure from this because it's a big part of the index. But then, Mike, then we got the big rally in the power retailers.
Yeah, exactly. And that's because everyone loves TY and wants to save them all of a sudden. It must be an election or something.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
You think so? Yeah. The announcement yesterday that the Labor Party says it will negotiate with Rio Tinto if re-elected. So they would seek to delay the closure of the smelter for 3 to 5 years. So what they will do is they will help the state-owned grid-operated Transpower to lower the transmission costs to the smelter. So the smelter pays for electricity. The owners say they can't generate sufficient profitability in the current operating environment. Power is a major input cost to production of aluminium, so you lower transmission charges and everyone's happy. So effectively, the government will subsidise the production for a few years to ensure an orderly transition for workers, for the local economy, for a remediation of the smelter itself as well. So look, Mike, there's no details yet, so you need to look at the actual quantum of that cost, and then you need to look at how effective the strategy would be at softening the blow to the local economy. It absolutely buys time, but you can't really comment without knowing what the cost of buying that time is. And Rio have to agree to it, and they have to agree to the conditions. But it gave the Gentiles a real boost yesterday. Contact up 6, Meridian up 6.5, Mercury up 7% in the end. So what we had yesterday, Mike, we had a Chumbawamba day. It got knocked down, then it got back up again, did the index.
I thought my milk wine was clever, but yet again, you've beaten me to it.
There you go.
What are the numbers?
The Dow Jones, 27,683. Nice day at the moment on the U.S. exchange, up 509 points, 1.87%. Then the S&P 500, 3351, up 53, 1.6%. And the NASDAQ, 11,064, up 150 points, 1.38%. So the US market looking good. The FTSE 100, 5927, up 85, 1.5% gain. The Nikkei, 23511, up 307. Shanghai Composite down 2. The local exchanges, although fairly volatile, closed relatively unchanged. The ASX 200, 5952, down 13. The NZX 50 actually eked out a small gain in the end after that weak start, 11,802, up 5. 0.04% on the currencies. One Kiwi dollar on the wholesale markets, 0.6551 US, 0.9273 Aussie, 0.5620 Euro, 0.5097 pounds, 69.14 yen. Gold, $1,874.81. And Brent crude, $42.38.
Enjoy your Tuesday. The good guys, Andrew Kelleher and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.